Chris Gasper and Scott Zolak in the booth in Chicago. What's up, gentlemen? Welcome back.
It's good to be back. And you got me all hungry with that nice little read you did there, the fried chicken stuff.
Yeah, I know. What's it like out there in Chicago? Tell me, guys. What's
chilly,
the latest?
Sunny.
What's the scene?
I just think at some points today you're going to have to gauge the sun. It's the entire field is now in direct sunlight, and you know we came here two and a half hours ago. Half the stadium was encompassed in shade. It was cold. It was chilly. Sun's warmed it up a little bit. A little bit of a wind from the way we're calling a game from right to left. So Gostkowski was drilling him from about 55. No problem. But the ball's flying well. This could be a classic one. Great uniforms by the Bears. I know you laugh, Beetle, but you know, sometimes we go on a road and these clowns like Tennessee try to change everything up. But the navy blue and burnt orange uniforms, gorgeous.
Very classic look for a team that now plays in a less than classic stadium because it's a giant spaceship and it looks nothing like it used to.
It doesn't. It looks like they took an aircraft carrier and put it right on top of the stadium on one side. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. They've ruined their classic look. Scott Zolak is with us. Zoe, give me your thoughts on Mitch Trubisky before we head into this game.
Nothing like what we saw last week. Been watching him warm up. You know, he looks like, I would say, more of like a Tannehill-type runner, if you understand what I'm saying, where you watch Mahomes warm up, and it's off the back foot, spin it this way, that way, arm slot, it doesn't matter. Comes out like Elway. Mitch is very rigid in his drop and his delivery, but I think I'd be more concerned on third and three and four today that this guy will pick it up with his legs. They'll run that read option, and they're going to try and go a little power eye and run it at you. So we'll see what he does. I don't think we're in for what we faced last week with Patrick Mahomes.
So what's the plan of attack here for the Patriots against this Bears defense?
I think it's disperse the ball, run it again, try and develop that run as they've been doing the last couple weeks without Gronkowski being there. Rob was really good off the edge, but, I mean, Dwayne Allen is a really good run blocker. We were disappointed that Hollister, you know, made the trip, but he did not. He was downgraded to out. So, you know, it's a guy that they kind of had some high hopes for to be sort of an H-back opposite Gronkowski. He had the lung issue. Now he's got hamstring issues. Seems like he's the Rex Burkhead of tight ends. Can't get on the field.
So anything else stand out to you from pregame warmups from either team?
I just think, you know, watching Brady, it's a lot more throws to Edelman Gordon, Hogan, you know, back and forth. Sort of where, I don't want to say Dorsett is getting phased out, but you know how it is. They change the game plan week to week where Dorsett might not snag one, and it might be Gordon that gets 10 balls today. I think you unveiled Josh Gordon a little bit more today just based on what we've seen in warm-ups here so far.
Zoe, any sort of concern about the safety play last week? And Bill Belichick was pretty forthright about Devin McCourty's performance.
If you ever see that skill set again, I would say yeah. But I just, you know, today you see a little bit similar stuff. Cohen's a back. It'll come out of the backfield.
Gabriel can fly.
You know, you got the tight end Burton who got you on a Philly special in the Super Bowl. He's the guy that threw it to Foles. That guy got $8 million to come here a year. 2-3 years, $24 million. God bless him. And you know, they got some guys. They'll run those trick routes on the outside, Beetle. You know, same way Philly did it. The rub routes with the double verticals to stress to what you're asking about, Gasper, the safeties. So I just think they stay back today and keep, you know, minimize the big plays over the top like you had last week.
Talking with Zoe as we get ready for Patriots and Bears in Chicago. Kickoff coming up at 1 o'clock. As you look at this game, Zoe, who do you think it's a bigger game for, offense or defense, coming off last week's win?
I think it's defense because I think the offense is sort of up to speed now. I know they've left plays out there, but at 38-38-43, you know, they're starting to hit on all cylinders. But with the tight end out, I don't think it's that much of a big of a deal because he really hasn't been a focal point the last couple weeks. And, in fact, Edelman's there. That's who Brady's going to today. But the defense has got to sort of replicate what they did last week in the first half, make it a 60-minute game instead of a 30-minute game. They need to play a full game here today.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, you know, again, I think that first half, how well they played sort of got lost in the second half and giving up the 31 points. And to me, that's sort of been the story of the season for this defense. It's just inconsistent, and you'd like to see them put it together, you know, today against the Chicago Bears. And I think this is a quarterback that you can fool into making some mistakes.
And I just think, too, that, I mean, watching the pregame atmosphere, it's a little more subdued. Not a juice place here in Chicago and a lot of Patriots fans. So it's going to be interesting to see if New England gets a lead, you know, how this crowd's going to go.
A lot of Patriots fans made this trip.
A ton. It's a good city.
Yeah, you see a lot of them around Soldier Field.
Great city to visit. I think that, you know, typically plays into it as to whether or not a fan is going to make the trip. Do you think this is a bad spot for the Patriots, though, considering Bears coming off a loss?
Well, it could
Patriots
be, yeah.
Patriots coming off a win, and the Patriots still have this thing hanging over them that I don't think is that big of a deal, and that is that they haven't won on the road. I just think the team overall and their level of play is in a much different place than where it was a month ago.
Well, I think because of the way they came out of the gate on the road, those back-to-back weeks, not good. They stress it this week, so they should be focused. They should be hitting on, you know, as far as mental mistakes, you shouldn't have many today. I saw Dante out here working with the linemen early, just getting it going. Mentally, they got to be ready for the get-go and come out fast, because I think this is a team you could get up on and they could, I don't want to say pack it in, but I know they're sitting there at 3-3. You could say it's a bigger game for them. I think it's a big one for New England. I do. I think it's a good spot for them. You talk about maybe a tricky spot coming off a big win against KC. Nah, you got to win on the road. If you're going anywhere in this league, you got to be able to win on the road. And this year in 2018, it starts for them today.
Okay.
Good? All right.
Yeah, we're good.
Gasper,
appreciate.
Yeah, I'm back here, Zoe.
Gasper's over here clipping his nails.
No, I'm back here. I got nothing else for you.
You
covered it all. Coat,
and we're good, man.
You know,
it's great.
All right. I was asking you about the field, but I can't see it back here.
You know what, Beetle? Real quick here, too. We did talk about the grass. Multiple times they've replaced this grass, and it's been chewed up.
Yeah.
It's longer than their normal natural surface because of the weather, but it looks really good. It looks really good in the middle.
Wait, so it's longer meaning what? Like they've let it grow?
They don't cut it tight. Yeah, it's not a Miami, a Jacksonville. Even, you know, the New England practice fields back home, they're cut really, really short, really tight, like a golf green.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
what
a,
they're
this
like
a longer
greens.
Track. This is the Patriots of 2003 and 4 type track.
So it's like an old high school field. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, but it looks good. It's good green. It's good green grass.
Zoe likes the stadium.
It's not loose.
You're feeling
this
place, Zoe. You like the music. The music here is good.
Yeah, they got Jay Illa. He's an in-house DJ. So the two stadiums we've been to, Miami, which is a zoo. It's a freaking nightclub to play in. And now all of a sudden the Chicago Bears have an in-house DJ, which is sad.
But no, you don't like that. I thought you were liking the music.
I dug the music. I got to admit.
So then what's the big deal that it's a DJ?
So Sosie just found out who Post Malone is, which is great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's
Wait
great.
A minute. He just found out.
We're changing lives here.
He had no clue. No clue who
even
Post Malone
if Sosie didn't know who Post Malone was, let's say 3 months ago, he didn't know who Post Malone was after the dramatic day of his flight
Bob
having
doesn't
the
care
issue.
About that stuff. Bob doesn't care about that.
That's
Bob's one trick mind. He's right down the middle.
I mean, it's nothing short of a miracle that we are not in the post Malone era. We've said this before.
I'm just waiting for the next record to drop.
By the grace of God, he was able to land on the runway safely that day.
Yeah.
And he's still with us because of that. And
he
we're
had a beer and he
that.
Said he needed a drink, had two Percocets, knocked him out, and he was good. Wake me up when I land. Unbelievable that business.
which you
admire. He's doing trips back from Denver. You know, back. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yeah, road games, two Percocets and a couple of beers.
We just get out to the tarmac. They have coolers of beer open for us. They hand us plastic bags, and yeah, you know, then Ronnie O come up and down, Percocet, this or that, two beers,
like Tic Tacs.
Next thing you know, you got a Kit Kat in your lap and no pants on. You're like, what the hell happened? It's crazy. So, yep, that's how you came back from Denver, back in the good old days, guys. Now not so much. I mean, Beetle. Sosie got almost cavity search through security in a way. Like, they really, for whatever reason, the league put the straps on security as far as, remember how it's been at Gillette?
Yeah,
now
it's been
traveling
tight.
Now,
it's tight.
It's long security processes. So the league has tightened up some. I don't know if they're hearing chatter or, you know, this is a new alert, but, yeah, we tightened up security pretty good here on the road.
Hey, Zoe, let me ask you quick on Gronk. Is this just a one-game thing or should we be concerned?
I think it's a one-game thing. Somebody at the hotel told me it was similar to Ninkovich. Remember when Ninkovich didn't travel with the team?
Yeah.
Got worked on, ended up flying down himself, and ended up playing down in Miami.
Yep.
That there was a chance he could play, and they just thought, you know what? If we're not good enough to win this type of game without him, then we're not really who we are. So get through it. You got Edelman, like I said.
Yeah.
You got James White. Go out and win the damn game. Get the ball to Josh Gordon.
Takes a little money off the table for the big guy, though.
Got to stay healthy. It's part of it,
that
right?
True.
Dance and make me dance.
That's right. Thanks, Zoe. Appreciate your insight as always.
Talk to you soon.
That is Scott Solak. You will be on the call with Bob Sosie coming up just minutes from now.